Hey guys, today I'll be talking about games that were made in World War I, World War II, and Great Depression. So, and how they changed people or helped people through these drastic times. So, let's get right into it. Alrighty, kick it up. Start off with pretty good family-made game. We all should know it, Monopoly. We know you go around these places or this areas and you buy places and you... The winner basically just gets whoever has the highest money and have the most places. And whoever overruns any other person. And the reason this game became more popular is because people thought it was a little fun, a little competition between each other, see who can build up more places faster than other people. It was a cool concept because it kind of played along what happened down in the Great Depression and how money was kind of being lost and how it was being used in different other ways than a good way. But it's just a fun family game that we've all played before, and I've played it. I'm pretty sure a lot of you played it. The way we do, the way we like. How can I say this? Sorry that I'm kind of quiet or being real stuttery. I just came from baseball practice, but screw it. I have Monopoly. It's a fun game. We all do. But, way back then, it was just the most popular game because it was the only game that was kind of out there that anybody would like. In these days of age, games for me, board games aren't really a big thing anymore. Right now, it's a lot of like card games like Magic the Gathering, poker, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, a lot of different other card games, and also video games. If y'all remember or have been looking around, and there's been plenty of people playing video games. Nintendo has came out with the Nintendo Switch, has been compatible going around everywhere. But the cool part is some of these games can help out, get you to know new people and how and make connections, and y'all can be friends in the future. The one I'm going to talk about more right now is marbles. Marbles, I'm pretty sure we all have seen marbles. Little round balls made of glass or stone. And they just were fun to play around because they were just round and they were just there. But the way they used it in World War I, Great Depression, and World War II was they've had races with them. They've had their own little marble and they've raced them against each other, see which one went faster down a hill. But also, there's also a bigger one, a bigger game with marbles, and it's literally called Marbles. The way you play that game, and then let me backstep a little bit. The game was popular because it allowed kids and other people to get to know each other, get together, and have a little fun game. Nothing too harsh, nothing too risky, nothing like poker where you spend money on. You go out there and you literally just have fun with marbles. So, let's explain how you play marbles. The way you play marbles is you draw a circle on the ground. And then you take all these smaller marbles and you put them in the center. And then you have your marble called a shooter. Usually the shooter is going to be a bigger marble. The reason that that's a bigger marble is because your goal is to knock out a lot of the marbles out of the circle. And when you do, and by then, you all count out how many marbles you've got towards the end, and whoever has the highest wins. But the reason the shooter is bigger is so it can hit more marbles. Just imagine, let's see, a wrecking ball, maybe. No, don't imagine a wrecking ball. Just imagine the marble, bigger marble, and a smaller marble. If I shot a small marble on small marble to a smaller marble, you're not going to get a lot of area with that. I may hit two marbles, but they're both weighing the same weight. So you're just shooting kind of just a really light marble. But when you have a shooter marble, which is bigger and heavier, it'll knock out a lot more. And here's also another thing about games. They weren't just for people, families, and people that were just in the middle or in the era of the Great Depression or World War One or World War Two. There was actually games involving in the World War One and World War Two, known as trench games. Troops, you know, get bored. I mean, definitely, it's not fun to shoot people, I'm pretty sure. You might feel bad killing people. Maybe you feel bad. There's people, your friends that are dying. I'm sorry to say that, but it's pretty true. So they have these other games that they have fun with. A lot of the other games that they played were like more grown-up games. More grown-up than like kid games or family games. They've played... And I'm not saying board games, nor am I talking about marbles. Most games are pretty kiddish. But in trench warfare, they got bored because we all know trench warfare was just dead end. There was just nothing else to do. You just hide in a trench. Nobody would get over. So throughout that whole time, they had to find something to do. They're not just going to sit there with a gun and get ready for them. So this is what they did for games. They boxed. Because why not? Get your strength out. Get all the anger you want out on another person. Why not? Wrestling. Why not again? Get another some anger out. Football was just... And there was also football, which was kind of a cool sport out there. But it wasn't... It was like football. Same thing as football for us. And I'm not talking about football, which we all know... I don't know how to correctly say it, but I'm pretty sure we all say soccer. But I don't know where they call it football. Sorry to say that. But don't get me wrong. In these trench warfares, there were board games, but more adult board games like chess and checkers. But it's not like someone's going to come to the war and actually bring themselves chess and checkers. No. People out there that did, who were out in the war and actually played chess or checkers, made their own board. Because why not? Board. You're bored, so you made a board. And pieces weren't actually checkered pieces or knight pieces. They're just kind of like leftover buttons that were on shirts or maybe a little spring from something. I don't know. But they just kind of made their own games when they were out there. More of their creative side. They just let them out and let them do stuff. And, let's see. Sorry that I'm taking these breaks. I'm trying to remember a lot of the info that I put down. But, I did not introduce you who was the famous person who made marbles. And the game marbles. This person's name was James Harvey. Don't ask me the last name. I'm going to give it a good old try. Lethon? I don't know how to truly say that. But this person was... The famous person that made marbles and the game marbles. It was a really cool game that was out there. And marbles is like a trading card game, but you wouldn't really want to trade marbles. But the only reason I say it's like a trading card game because some marbles come in different shapes and different colors and different sizes. So it was just a... cool concept to, like, go to school or something. You'd be like, hey, look at this new marble I got. And some kids thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Then maybe they would like to hang out with you a little more and maybe get a little game in. Maybe draw a little circle on the ground and play a little bit of marbles. Why not? But also, did forget to introduce the person who made Monopoly or Candyland. Sorry. Candyland was another game that was famous out there because it was a kid's game, again. This person was Eleanor Abbott. I don't know why I'm saying this a little weird, but it's Abbott. But, sorry if you're hearing music in the background. That is my dad playing out on his drums, but it'd be what it'd be. Can't get mad at him. He's having fun. So, Kiddie Land was also another really famous game that was out there. Like Monopoly, it was just a kid's game, and it was there. A lot of these board games kind of have the same concept, except for Candy Land. Candy Land is just make it to the end, to the Candy Kingdom, and you win. On your way, you might get stuck in yourself some traps. Maybe you have to go back a couple of steps. It's basically luck on the cards part. Tell you what colors to jump over and what colors you can do and can't do. It's just all luck-based, so it's kind of that fun game where you kind of get lucky with it, and whoever go farther can go farther. But, let me see. Well, I kind of had fun with this. It was a fun concept to think about. I love games. Personally, games in my era, games have just changed over the years. Originally, it was all about, when I was like in sixth grade, it was Beyblades, and now it's all about Nintendo Switch or a Magic. But games have changed over the years, and the cool part about these games is that they've all got their own concept. Nothing's the same. Nothing. I tell you that. If you came up to me and said Magic was like Pokemon or Magic was like Yu-Gi-Oh, I could have a fat judgment on that. If you said that other games are like other games, then yeah, personally, some games are like other games, but that's the beauty of games, is that games change over years. Originally, the famous game was like Monopoly or Candyland. Now the most famous game is literally on console and on a console. Electricity. Something that was made for a lot of years. So, personally, I'm just saying, games changed a lot of people. Changed a lot of over the years. And the cool part about games is that they get people together. And that's what the part that helped out in the Great Depression, World War I, World War II to get them through, is that they were fun. They allowed people to get together, have some fun times, and enjoy life at that point with their friends or family. I've definitely had plenty of times having fun over with my friends and playing games. And also with my family. My family's funny because they're not a huge gaming family. They're on with me and they're all about gaming, but they're not a huge gaming family. And I'm happy that they at least try to play the game, or at least understand the game. So, I'm just saying, games helped out the world, or helped out the World War One through World War II, because it got people to come together, so they're not separated because of some stupid reasons. It helped people get together and make more friends. It was an easier way to get together and make more friends, like marbles, because you could show off your marbles and got to get together and you can brawl. And then maybe that friend had another friend that liked playing marbles. You met that friend, and that friend had had friends that had more marbles. It's just the concept of building up a friendship. Games helped out a lot lately throughout that time and era. So, I'm going to leave it off on that note. I loved doing this podcast because it was on a personal level with me, because I loved games. So, I'm going to end it off here. See y'all in a couple more hours, maybe tomorrow, whatever. See ya. Thank you.